Jesus' name. Let's all stand, if you would. Just bow our heads. We open the service. Father, Lord, we're so appreciative. Every opportunity we have, it's such a wonderful honor to be able to come and to gather around your word and fellowship with our precious brothers and sisters and be able to hear you speak to us and be able to judge ourselves by your word. An opportunity to grow and to raise in your stature. I love you so much. Bless each and every one that's gathered tonight. Lord, may you look into their hearts, each individual, and meet their needs. And Lord, just bless them mightily. It's my prayer. Father, just have your way in the service now. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. May praise his name. Are you happy to be out tonight? Oh, he's so wonderful, saints. Good to serve him. You may be seated. Amen. Praise his name. Turn with me, if you would, in our Capstone Life books. Amen. Page 16. Let's start there. My sins are gone. Amen. That'll make you happy, saints. You know your sins are gone. Yep, not that one. Amen. Hallelujah.
Page 11.
Yeah, my sins are gone. There we are. Praise his name. You ask me why I'm happy. So I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. Amen. Oh, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, is that the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad, amen, my sins are gone. Oh, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, when Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. Oh, you got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad, amen, my sins are gone. Oh, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Oh, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, when Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, amen, my sins are gone. Oh, you got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad, amen. Sing that last one. Oh, I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. Oh, my soul is filled with music. With all my heart I sing. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, oh, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Amen. Sins are gone. Hallelujah. Oh, what a good thing to know, saints. Praise his name. Page 27. Amen. Keep on the firing line. Praise his name. If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. Oh, if you and my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. Oh, there are many dangers that we all must face. If we die of fighting, it is no disgrace. Cowards in the service will not find a place. So keep on that firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on, amen. Oh, God will only use a soldier he can trust. Keep on the firing line. Oh, if you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must. Keep on that firing line. There are gifts of labor for the master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great will be rewarded for your service here. So keep on that firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on that firing line. Oh, when we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on that firing line. Oh, how we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on, amen. Oh, when we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, great you'll be rewarded for all marching, amen. That fiery line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on that fiery line. Amen. Keep on that firing line, saints. Are you determined? Hallelujah. Amen. Page 96. Hallelujah. Oh, what a happy day that will be. Amen. Oh, what a happy time that's sure to be. Jesus coming after me. I hear him calling me away from this old world forever to stay. And when he takes me by the hand in that blessed promised land, what a happy time I sure to be. What a happy day, amen. Oh, what a happy day. Oh, that will be when we gather there. What a happy day. Oh, when we climb those golden stairs, we'll meet with those who've gone before. James and John, Brother Brandon and more. What a happy time I sure to be. What a happy day. And when I walk into heaven fair, see my blessed Savior there. We'll place a crown upon his head, with a robe of white to wear. I'll walk on streets of purest gold, live for never and not for more. What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. We'll meet with those who've gone before, James and John, Brother Branham. What a happy time that's sure to be. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a happy day. Oh, that will be when we gather there. What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. We'll meet with those who've gone before, James and John, Brother Branham and Mo. What a happy time that's sure to be. What a happy day.
Amen. What a happy time that's going to be, saints. Praise his holy name. Amen. Amen. Brother Kevin, would you like to, could you come up, take up the offering? Praise his holy name. Bless him.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just count it a grand privilege, Lord, to be here tonight, Lord, and just to feel your presence here. And Lord, to have a joy in our hearts, Lord, that every day that we carry a part of you with us, and Lord, just having that close relationship with you. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll just continue just to reveal yourself to us, draw us closer to you, that we be conformed to the image of your Son. But Lord, as we come to this portion of service, we just ask, Lord, that you would just bless this offering, that it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. We give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever. I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, all my life, ever to rejoice.
Amen. Praise his name. I may have something on your heart, a request, a need. Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Brother Jim, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening because we always have been a needy people.
Yes.
And we're trusting, Lord, that we can lean upon your arm for our healings, for our correction in life, and for the things, Lord, that you would have us to do. So as we come to you this evening, Lord, we ask you to answer each and every unspoken request and those that have been spoken, Lord. For we ask it in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Would there be a special song? Can't feel at home. Amen.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can feel at home in this world, amen. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in that land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting, victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world. Amen. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Amen.
Is that the way you feel, saints? Can't feel at home in this world anymore. Praise his holy name. Let's stand together, if you would. Sing a little chorus. Only believe, and ask our pastor to come. Amen.
Only believe.
Again, for a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we humbly come before you this evening, and knowing, Lord, it's truly your mercy and grace. It's nothing that we have done that we'd even deserve to come here, Lord, and to stand here before you and to have this precious word laid open before us. We're just so thankful for it now, and ask that you again just deal with our hearts in a special way with these few words tonight. The Lord would just continue to just feed us and Lord, encourage us and strengthen us and get us ready, Lord. How we know, Lord Jesus, by what you're doing and what's taking place and the signs of the time and all these different things, that the rapture can't be very far off. So we ask that you just help us now to yield to you and to listen to every word, every precious nugget, Lord, and just apply it by mercy and grace into our lives. We ask it once more now, and your glory and praise be honored above everything. In Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior, amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Are you happy to be here tonight? Amen. It's good to see Brother Pitts here back here with us tonight. Amen. Pray God will bless you with a few words tonight. Not planning on holding you too long. But just again, kind of just prepare you more or less for Sunday again. So let's turn our Bibles again. And let's just read that scripture again, 1 Thessalonians. And read the scripture here. 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter and the 17th verse. Very short verse. We read this a week or two ago. And just kind of refresh your minds back to it. The scripture is 17th verse, pray without ceasing. Amen. May God bless again reading his word in your heart, and you may be seated. Pray without ceasing. Do you believe every word is important? Well, it sure is. You know, God just didn't put a Bible, have the prophets and disciples and so forth, and this, and then Moses and everything begin to write these scriptures, and Paul is the things he wrote. It just wasn't to be wrote just to fill up pages, but it has a powerful meaning to it. Every word, God has a purpose for it. And, you know, if there was ever a time a people ought to be praying, it ought to be now. I'm telling you, because it's things are truly shaping up. And, you know, and not only what we see, you know, we hear of all the nonsense and craziness going on in the world and so forth, and politics and different things, you know, and men on the job talking about it and things going on, you know, it's to be expected, you know, and that's what we're looking for, because we know as the days are numbered and it gets closer to the appearing of the Lord, there are certain things that's got to shape up and fit right in, and that's exactly what it'll be, you see, because God said it would be, and God spoke through his prophet of many different things. So we're looking for those things, not discouraged. We're happy to see God doing what he's doing, you see, through what he promised he would do. And as I said, if there's ever time we're to pray, it ought to be now, because we need to make sure we're right with God. Make sure we're finding that place in him that we need to find, and make sure we're walking on a straight and narrow way. And it's going to be a way that few will find it, friends, because the scripture tells us broad is the way. It's great big, it's wide, you see. It's going to lead to destruction that many will find. But few is going to find this narrow way. And that's what I trust that we're praying. Lord, help me to find and make sure I'm in that narrow way. Don't let me miss one word, not one speck of it. Let me make sure I catch everything that you're doing, you see. And the next scripture I'd like to read here is just to kind of just place it in your heart with it. It's 1 Peter 4 chapter, and it's up to you if you want to turn. But 1 Peter 4 chapter 17 to 18 verse. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end be? What shall the end be of them that obey not? Listen to that. What shall be the end, or what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Now, is there, you know, we can all sit here tonight and ask ourselves, is there anything at all that I'm not obeying? As we get up here and renew our minds back to the Word, and we exhort upon it, and we read these things the prophet has spoke, the scriptures has spoke of, is there anything at all we're not obeying? Anything? You see, can we search our own life personally? And remember, we want the Holy Ghost to search our life, because we may miss something. That's why we should pray in the Spirit. We should be praying in where we can't even speak, where the Holy Ghost will speak for us and intercede for us, for he knows what we have need of that we don't know, you see. We may just be bouncing over something and thinking, oh, everything's all right, everything's good, I'm doing everything the Word says to do, but what does he see? So what's going to be the end of those that don't obey the Word of God, you see? Is obey not the gospel of God. And if the righteous, now just think of this, if the righteous scarcely... Now, there had to be a reason why he put that there. Again, none of these words were put in here and just placed out there to go out and void. But if the righteous, well, this is people that's living right. This is people that's sincere, and God is doing a work through the righteous, and it's through his righteousness. If they scarcely be saved, now think of that, scarcely. That's just barely, scarcely. Be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? My. So by him saying this, we know that, you know, you're going in by God's grace. That's all there is to it. There is not a one of us going to be able to whip this on our own. We're not going to be able to just come up and join into this or say I'm believing it or I accept it and just think that I'm going to do it on my own. Because you ain't going to. God has so put this together, it's going to be impossible. This is a life you cannot live yourself. I believe exactly what that prophet said. And as the days go by, the more I understand and I see what's happening in the, throughout the land, I can truly see and say, I believe that with all my heart. You just aren't going to do it yourself. No way. It's just impossible to have this kind of a life, the literal life of Jesus Christ, that token on display, and do it yourself. You just ain't going to do it, you see. So if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? You see? So in thinking that, let's read another scripture. If you want to turn with me, book of Luke and 21st chapter. Like I said, I'm not going to try to hold you too long tonight. That's not the purpose. But if I can say something that will set you in order for Sunday, Lord willing, if he tarries, if I live, then fine. That'll be great. Luke 21, and this begins the 33rd verse. And listen what he's saying here. Many times it's quoted throughout many ministers ministering their message, bringing their message, and we talk about it and so forth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So just remember that. I thought I'll read to you tonight. Heavens and earth shall pass away. But I'm going to tell you, this word is not going to pass away. What I already read to you is not going to pass away. God will hold to it. He spoke it. It's exactly the way it's going to be. There's not enough people coming along or ever will be born or has been born can change it or can stop it or can slow it down or destroy it. No. Heavens and earth shall pass away, but this word of God shall never pass away. Okay? And take heed to yourselves. Okay, so now each one of us an individual. Let's take heed to ourselves. Okay? Don't worry about who's sitting beside of you. Don't worry about me up here. Don't worry about somebody behind you. You just take heed to yourself. Okay? Just get yourself in the picture here a minute. All right? And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, which is excessiveness, and cares of this life. Now remember what we read there a Sunday or two ago? This complex age we live in? I'm not going to let you forget about it. I wonder how many of us has failed with it already. So engulfed in it and saturated with it, we can't serve God even right. We still don't have time. We still don't take time to pray. Yeah. And if we do pray, it's just that old traditional prayer. Help Susie, help George. Give me food on my table today. I'm on my way to work. You know? Just an old, actually, basically, don't go nowhere prayer. Yeah. Praying to some kind of imaginary God. You don't even know who you're talking to. You see? But are you sincerely and do you knowingly by revelation know who you're talking to? And know there's this relationship between you and Christ in reality. See? But he says here, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you, and listen, unawares. You won't notice it. It's just kind of, you know, happens, is to say. Don't really pay attention. Yeah. Let's read it again. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Don't really notice it. For as a snare, in other words, a trap. If your brother's trapped, maybe if he's... You know, maybe you've read Indian stories or trapping stories of some sort, how they'll make snares. And what, of course, what they do, they try to disguise it to where you can't notice it. You know, maybe just look like leaves laying there. Yeah, to where it's not noticeable. You know, And that's kind of the way the cares of life are. And they choke, and they choke, and they choke. I know I've spoke about this just recently, but I'm not going to let off yet. No. Because some of you are still just too caught up in this world. Yeah. Maybe too caught up in politics. Yeah. Too caught up in what the world's going through right now. Excitement of all this nonsense. Yeah. Just carried away with it to where it's all you think about. The point maybe you're starting to worry. Yeah. What makes a difference? Who gets president? I want God to have his will, whatever, whoever it is. If a monkey gets in there, I don't care. You know? As long as God has his way and the work gets done that needs to be done. Yeah. Yeah. What makes a difference? You see? All right. But are we getting caught up in his cares of life? Enthused about it? We try to get involved in it. Well, I'm going to tell you, friends, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger journeying this land. They can have it, friends. I'm going to be here for a short time. Let the world have it. You see? This is not my home. And I mean that with all my heart. I can sing it and mean it. Some people can sing about it and all this and they don't really mean it. It's just a hypocrisy coming forth out of their mouth, you know. But I really mean what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not, this world is not my home. I'm not interested in it. I'm interested in doing the will of God above everything. And that should be each and every one of our desires. Yes, every one of us, you see. And not get caught up in all this nonsense. You know, people, of course, they hear it at work all the time, you know. They say, no, go be a woman and be a president. Well, fine. And Brother Branham said it possibly could be one of these days. You know, that's great. That's good, you know. But don't worry about it. You just cry out to God and get yourself where you belong so you can be ready for a rapture. Because it's going to take place and it's going to catch people unaware. He's going to come as a thief in the night. And all the rest of them is going to be caught up in this cosmos, cares of life, and all this nonsense going on. While the little true bride is truly getting ready for the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she don't want her mind all cluttered up with that nonsense, you see. All right? So he says here, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Think of that. A snare. You think they're going to notice it? No. The bride will. Yeah. The world will. Watch ye therefore and pray always. Now, you may disagree with me, but you just listen to me. We are approaching a time and moving into things right now, friends, in this life, that if you ain't got a prayer life, it's going to show up on you. Yeah. You're going to be so tangled up in this world affairs, warfares and all this nonsense going on every day. And worrying about this and worrying about that, and your whole life's just going to be so tied up in it, that's all you think about. That's all you want to talk about. Yeah. Because you don't have no prayer life. And why does a person not have prayer life? They've lost their first love or never did have it. Yeah. That's why they can get caught up and have no prayer life. Watch ye therefore and pray always. I just read to you a little bit ago in 1 Thessalonians, Paul said, pray without ceasing. Now Peter's saying here, pray always. Yeah. Can you imagine probably, if I was to say, Peter had a little something special that kept nudging him in his heart. Because he probably, I'm sure he couldn't forget about in the Garden of Gethsemane. When Jesus told him to watch and pray. Could you not watch for just 1 hour? And it's going through his mind what our Lord Jesus done, what he went through, how they came and got him and took him. And then Peter denied even ever knowing him. Yeah. Imagine Peter thought about this many times. And he probably began to see how important prayer was. When the Lord Jesus was a prime example of what he was about to go through. And he prayed so much that the scripture says that his sweat became as drops of blood. Wow. That's really reaching out there. That's really in sincerity. That's in desperation. And yet, through all that, it came out. Yet, Father, not my will, but thine be done. A real prayer. A prayer of crying out in desperation. And I was thinking about this. Well, let's redress that verse there just to make sure we catch again. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. Do you realize even in our time what's going to come past? That we're going to make sure that God's grace will be counted worthy to make it through it. What's coming? Yeah. I'm telling you, friends, this country has had a lot of days of wonderful certainty, we call it. Needs met. Basically anything you'd want in life. Pleasures, places to go and things to do, all kinds of just nicey things. But do you realize how quickly that can completely be destroyed? Amen. Oh my, so completely, so easily. I mean, it can happen overnight. Yeah, so easily. And just think of the things. Now, I'm not talking about the bride. Remember, the bride won't go through the tribulation. Don't you never think that. The prophet made that solid as could be. The bride would not go through that tribulation. But that didn't mean we'd see some rough times. A great press coming on. A great time of terrible things we may see. And I was thinking about this, and I thought, and I was just kind of talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I said, there's so many times right now, I said, we as a people, we can't even hardly go through a little test and trial without murmuring, complaining, or doing something to break the word. You say, well, murmur and complain ain't breaking the word. Oh, yeah, it is breaking the word. When you murmur and complain, it's breaking the word. Well, God's word tells us not to do that. He tells us the examples of those that did that. You see? But just don't take nothing to make us give up. To just say, oh, I know I must not be bride. I must not have the new birth. I mean, it takes nothing. I said, Lord, what are we going to be when things really fall apart? Where are we really going to stand? Sometimes I wonder. Honestly, I do. I mean, there's people who's been in this message most of their life. And I can't honestly stand here and have the assurance in my heart, I know they're going to stand. I can't do it. I wished I could. But that's up between you and God as an individual. Right now, are you really obeying what gospel you've heard? I'm trying to make you think, saints. Because I'm telling you, the days of playing should have been done and over with a long time ago. And the Word of God has come to such a position, and the Holy Spirit has put such a squeeze on us here. And yet we still just can't seem to see the seriousness of the time we're living in. As I said, just too many things upset us. Too many things cause us to be discouraged and just... We don't know who we are, as I said. We don't know if we got the new birth. We don't know. Sometimes I wonder if I even really believe Brother Branham was the prophet. If they did, they'd listen really what he said. Amen. But they don't have the time. Look at the people in this message, friends, that you might as well not even preach what the prophet said because they ain't going to do it anyway. They've thrown out so much of it, many of them has. It don't make no difference. Why they would still want to claim they followed, I don't understand it. I guess just so they can be the impersonators and make believers, you know. But I'm telling you, there is going to be a bride rise out of this whole thing, and she's going to stay as true as this word said she will. 100%. God didn't send a bunch of jellyfish on this earth. No. He sent sons and daughters of God with Christianity and Christ-like backbone in them to stand. And after they stood, they'll stand some more. They ain't going to let some kind of a nonsense overtake them. No way. I'm going to read here in the message Desperations just for a little bit. Now we know he brought this message after the token. Directly right after the message token, the one he preached in September. But I'd just like to draw attention to a few things here, if you don't mind. In Desperations on page, we'll start here, paragraph 43. He says, now I'm going to give you a text here, and he goes on to read Jeremiah 29, chapter 10, verse, which I'll go ahead and read what he read here. For thus saith the Lord, didn't say, for thus saith King George did it. No. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to turn to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And Brother Bram said, isn't that sweet? Yeah. Saith the Lord, though thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you the accepted end. Accepted end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me. When will you find me? And remember, he brought this out for a purpose. Okay. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. That's a desire without any distraction. None. When you shall search for me with all your heart. Now maybe we could, some of us could stand here or sit there tonight, and maybe we could try to ask ourselves a question on that and say, have I ever done that? Have I ever really searched for you, Lord, with all my heart? Lord, I just pray once in a while, Lord, it'd be nice to be filled with the Holy Ghost. It'd be nice if I could do this. It'd be nice if this life would live with me. Life would live through me. And it'd be nice if this. And Lord, help me and help me, you know. Or was it really with all our heart? Without distractions. See? And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all nations and from all places where I have drove you, saith the Lord, and will bring you again unto the place which I caused you to be carried away captive. And Brother Bram says, back to Pentecost. Yeah. He said, I put that in myself. He said, it doesn't say that. That's what I'm meaning to the church. What was the Pentecost? Receiving Christ in your life. You see? Luke 16, begin 16 verse, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. Doesn't coast, embabied, presses into it. And remember, any time is a press, like I've said before, I don't care what, if you take and even take your finger and press, there's something pushing back at you all the time. Yeah. There's something what's restricted and come against it when you press. And I'm going to tell you, friends, all the cares in this life is a great restriction. And people can't seem to catch that. Even when it comes, they may have the Holy Ghost. But we're talking to coming to this place, friends, till we come to the unity of the faith. The fullness of the stature of Christ. That should be such a drive in our hearts. And all this is going on around us is trying to distract that and pull you away from that. Trying to do all kinds of things to tear things apart from it. But we just can't seem to catch it. We find ourselves, the snares laying there, and we become unaware of it. And what begins to happen? We begin to get trapped with it. And we begin to lose the zeal. We begin to lose the sincerity and the crying out for those higher places in Christ, to where God could have a greater preeminence in our lives, a lot better than what He's got now. Because what He's got now ain't near enough. What Christianity we claim to have ain't enough. Not with what God's going to have. No. There's millions that's got what we claim to have. You think they're all going in? Hogwash. No way. Friends, this is a special people, a peculiar people, a very special people that He's going to deal with, that He's going to live through, that He's going to have control of, He will have the preeminence of. They will have the thoughts of Christ. The mind of Christ. Yes. They will be under His preeminence. They will be led by the Spirit of God. Oh, yes. They will be. If some of them ain't already. You see. Cares of life? No. It will not distract them. It will not choke them. But it chokes many today. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. Every man, he repeats, presses into it. And every woman, if you're a child of God. Not just simply walks into it. That's what people expect today. They just expect to walk into it, and everything's fine. Not just simply walks into it easily, he says, but it's got to be pressed into. No wonder Apostle Paul said too, I press toward the mark of the prize, the high calling in Christ Jesus. I press. Because as I press, things are pushing back at me. There's a pressure coming against it. But I'm going to press through it anyway. You see? And friends, you're going to have to press through these cares of life every day. Because every day they're going to be trying to choke you and try to get a hold somehow. Yeah. Whether it's your job, your family, a home, whatever it may be. It's going to try to attach itself to you. You ever watch a leech? You ever been in a creek and watch a leech attached to you? Huh? You don't even realize it's happening. Sometimes when you come out of the water, oh, there's a leech. And attached to you. You didn't even realize it. And the cares of life is like all these little leeches. And if they can stay on there long enough, friends, they're going to start drawing life out of you. Yeah. Just think, every care of life is a leech. Mm-hmm. Remember that. Your home's a leech. Your car's a leech. Your food may be a leech. Your job may be a leech. Your wife may be a leech. Your husband may be a leech. Your children may be leeches. Yeah. What are you going to do about it? Can you live in this life without those leeches getting a hold of you? Attaching herself to you? Begin to take the life out of you? Not just simply walks into it easily, but it's got to be pressed into it. See, when you seek me with all your heart, he says, then I'll be found. Then I'll be found. I wonder if we got time to do that. Oh my. Now we notice tonight that we're taking the symbols of Passover, and the Passover was taken in emergency. Of course, he was talking about Exodus 12, chapter 11, verse, in those verses. I believe it says, eat this Passover with the shoes on your feet, with your loins girded up, and with the staff in your hand, and you're eating in desperation. In other words, you're partaking in desperation. Okay? They had seen the great hand of God. They had saw all of his miracles. Didn't we see a lot of miracles on some of the short movies and hear about it and see it in pictures and books and read about it and listen to it on tapes and things? Haven't we all not done that? Amen. Absolutely, yeah. If you haven't, I feel sorry for you. Boy, you're missing something. He says here, they had seen the great hand of God, they had saw all his miracles, and then they come under the sign of the token. Yeah. And while they were under the sign of the token, they've taken the communion in desperation. For they knew at that time God was fixing to strike with judgment. And I'm going to tell you, friends, judgment is coming. Yes. Amen. Oh, yeah. People don't like to think that, but it's coming. And it ain't going to be easy. No. But judgment's coming. Think of the judgment that the times it's hit the West Coast. Oh, and the destruction that's been caused. Yeah. What do you think of all this other judgment? And there'll be more pestilence, diseases, things man can't do anything with. Isn't it amazing, this simple little COVID-19, and they still ain't fixed it. They still ain't even got a vaccine for it. They say they do, but they're still experimenting with it. They don't even know for sure it's going to work. Simple as that. Simple, Brother Steve? A simple COVID-19? Yes, simple. That's going to be very light compared to things that's going to come. Yeah. And as I said, people get scared and get discouraged and they worry and everything else over this little thing. What about what's coming next? Yeah. And it was a shaking time. Friends, if there ever was a time we're moving into shaking time, it's getting there, friends. Yes. You ever see the world in such a mess that it's been in? I mean, I'm only, you know, going on 60 years old, and I can see many things that sure wasn't like it used to be, I'm telling you. I mean, that's all you hear of now is corruption and racism and this, that, and the other, and just all kinds of nonsense, riots and all kinds of things. And I'll say it again, you know, brother. They think Brother Branham was just didn't know what he's talking about when he's talking about Martin Luther King, you know, and what was going to happen with what he was doing, cause thousands to get killed. They don't realize it's still going on what Martin Luther King started. You see? They don't realize it. They think, oh, it just happened when Martin Luther King was living. No, friends, it's still going on from what he did. Yeah. People are so blind. It's unbelievable. It was time where every man was examining himself. Oh, my. That shouldn't be now, more than ever. Aren't we examining ourselves right now? Absolutely, we better be. Yeah. Because the word, let's back up. He said, every man was examining himself because the word of the prophet had not failed one time. And God sent a prophet in this age, friend. He's not failed one time. No. When God said, thus saith the Lord, through that man's lips, it happened every time. And what ain't happened yet, it's going to, friends. Yes, yes. It had been proven to be true. It's been proven to be true. There ain't a doubt. It's been proven to be true. Of course, we got the skeptics that don't believe it and controlled by Satan and all that, and they're trying to take away from what the prophet did and add things. They don't know what they're talking about. Whatever he said, it happened just exactly the way he said it. We've seen that. Haven't we not? Absolutely. We wasn't there and seen these things with our eyes, but I'm more blessed I didn't see it. And yet believe. Yes. The pillar of fire was still there, and then the prophet had announced that God would only pass over when he saw the token at the door, and it was a desperation set in. Oh my. Because this prophet, everything he said come to pass. So when this prophet told these people do what they was to do with this lamb and all this, put the blood above the doorpost and everything, oh yes, we got to do this. This is going to happen. This is for real. Why can't we do the same thing? When he talks about God's going to have a preeminence of the people. There's going to be prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why can't we do that? Why can't we see this? This has got to be or we're going to die. This is what it has to be. A vindicated prophet said these things and it has to happen. But we think, oh, one day maybe I'll be a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. One day, maybe so. One of these days you might have the preeminence of my life. One of these days. I'm striving for it, brother. I'm trying. Them people, when they seen what that prophet said, heard what he said, they'd done exactly what he said to do. They killed the lamb, they put the blood on the post, they cooked the lamb, and they ate it, and anything that was left, they burned it the next morning. Done exactly. But we've taken years and played with it. Many things that he said in the gospel, we've played with it. And we think, God's got time to wait on me. You'll find out God's going to not wait on you because you're not bride. If you're bride, you'll do this. I hate to speak so plain, but sometimes you've got to. And you may sit there and say, Brother Steve, you ain't going to have a congregation. If it takes that to stay with this word, let it be. I've got to tell you the truth, friends. If I don't, you're going to burn in hell. And you just take it lightly. I know. Brother Steve's just a little preacher. You ain't Brother Branham up there, Brother Steve. Absolutely I'm not. But I'm going to tell you things Brother Branham said. And the Scripture said. You see? Oh my. But we just take it. I'll get to it, my brother, one of these days. Why ain't we on our knees crying out to God? Why ain't got nothing to cry out for, Brother Steve? Are you a real prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ? Then why ain't you crying out? Has he got the complete premise of your life? Then why ain't you crying out? Are you led by the Spirit of God? Then why ain't you crying out? You're going to miss it, friends. God's prophet, vindicated prophet, told us exactly what the bride would be. And we keep taking our good old time, thinking one day I might get there. And pray, Brother Steve, I ain't got time to pray. I'm too busy. Too busy, huh? But you can't stop and pray sincerely with a heart that's crying out to God. You're just torn to pieces on the inside. You're sighing and crying for the abominations. It's done in the city. Mr. Prophet, I read to you Sunday. What about even in our own church? Yeah. Sigh and cry. this past week, friends, I've cried out to God about something. For people right here, I said, Lord, I don't mean to bug you about it all the time, but something needs done. Desperately needs done. There's people in the tabernacle, Lord, are going to be lost if you don't help them. Please, Lord, and cry out, God, have mercy. Please, Lord. Please. It's a shaking time, he said. Let's go on. I guess we're at that. I would imagine the children, when they saw the big black wings drop down from the sky like a smoke setting over the city, the screams coming from every house, and children might have went to their daddy and said, Daddy, are you sure that we're under the token? Does God see that in your heart? Am I sure, Lord? I haven't misconstrued anything, Lord. I haven't been deceived, have I, Lord? Am I sure? Am I sure this token is on display? Are you sure, Daddy? You're sincere. Because they knew what that prophet said. It was going to happen. Because it never failed. Never. I know we get all excited about, we hear about Brother Branham did this and he done that and this happened, everything like that. And that's good and that's wonderful and it excites me and it makes me so happy to hear these things. But why can't we take what he said and really apply it in sincerity? Is it all we want to hear stories about? Or is what he said become a reality to me? Reality to where it has to be done. Has to happen! Or I'm lost. Because what he said never failed. And he could go to the door and look upon the post and the lintel and say, Son, that's according to his word. I'm telling you, it's according to his word. It's what he said. We've done exactly what he said. But are you sure? You pray. Say, Lord, as my pastor for sure told me everything. Has he reminded me of everything? Has he told me exactly what I need? Now we don't even pray before we come. Who's interested in crying out for revelation? Who cares what he says? Get the service done. Get out of there. He said, remember, I'm your oldest child, Daddy. Are you positive? Are you positive? I'm positive, he says. That's according to what the prophet told us. And he has the word of the Lord. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Take a lamb for the house. I've brought all you children in. And you're my oldest, my firstborn. That's the one that's dying out there. But there, he said, there is the blood right there on the doorpost. I've done exactly what he said. He said, that's what thus saith the Lord. So rest, son. Rest at ease. Because God made the promise. Well, Daddy, why is your shoes on? Why you got the staff in your hand? Why have you got a piece of bread in one hand, lamb in the other hand? Why is them bitter herbs and things? Why are you eating? What's the sweat running on your face about? Son, death is fixing to strike someone. See? It was a time of desperation. And desperation, friends, will cause you to cry out. You'll pray like you've never prayed before. Yeah. Now I believe we're living in the days, or otherwise the days that we're living in should cause the church to go completely into desperation. So, Brother Steve, I believe with all my heart I'm right where I need to be. What about the ones sitting beside of you? Maybe they're not. Aren't you concerned for them? Don't you really love them? Don't you really care about them? If you did, maybe you'd pray for them more. Yeah. I believe since the message this morning from God, not me, I believe it ought to throw this entire congregation into desperation. And we've played long enough. We've went to church long enough. We've got to do something. He says, how is it that we can see other great signs and wonders done on others? And what about us? Doesn't it bother you to see someone led by the Spirit of God? And God leading him and directing him and watching their life fall right into what God wants them to do? Don't it bother you if you see someone's, God's getting the preeminence in their life? That they're a prisoner? You see, maybe they wanted to do something and something began to nudge their heart and said, brother, I can't do this. I must go pray right now. Or the Lord wants me to do something. I'm not the Lord's service, whatever God wants me to do. So just forgive me this time. You just go ahead. But I'm going to go pray. Doesn't that bother you if somebody is really, and I'm talking about real reality with that, not somebody put on, playing around with it? No. And then you see the results of it, why they went and prayed, and watch the contact, and watch what happened. And God fulfill His word. Don't that bother you that you ain't doing that? Doesn't it worry you? Doesn't that worry you, not being a true prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ? That you can't even move until God says move? Huh? Don't that worry you when you see someone else doing that? Don't you, it bother you when you see the Holy Ghost have preeminence of somebody and they do exactly what God wants done and it's vindicated and everything comes out exactly the way God's Word said to do it? Don't that bother you? Or you just think, I'm not supposed to do those things. The Scripture plainly tells us they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Yeah. Why wouldn't I want that in my life? Oh my. Saints, desperation ought to strike our hearts. It should be easy to cry out to God with what's going on throughout the land. With all this junk we got around us, it should be easy to cry out to God to make sure nothing of it gets attached to us. Nothing. Won't you sisters come up, please, and we'll close. He said, and the Holy Spirit has told us, go to a certain place and such thing, and it will happen. And not tell us what it was, but it would happen. We go there and it happens that way. The newspapers pack it, the magazines pack it, show the picture of it. See, we're reading from a vindicated prophet. Okay? And he told us exactly what the bride would have to be. Not what she would choose to be, if she wanted to or not be. No, she would be. And see these great mysteries hidden in the Bible open up to us in a new field that we'd never known before and perfectly blends into the coming of the Lord Jesus. Then at the end of the messages, see the action of the great Holy Spirit. Look how many times, if you listen to very many messages, after the prophet bring forth the Word of God and watch the Holy Spirit move in and the powerful things of God take place. Vindicated. Yes. Come down visible before people. Even take pictures of it. It's just one of them. see it working and showing that it's not a man. It wasn't Brother Branham. It was God. See? It's not just a preacher. No. It's not a certain congregation. It's the Holy Spirit showing the same thing it did when it was embodied in the body of Jesus Christ. Now it's embodied in the body of His bride. Wow. The body of His bride? Do I match that? Wow. It should throw us into desperation, He said. Wow. Those people had seen the hand of God, and that night of the communion they took it in desperation because they knowed that something was fixing to happen. Do we all have a clue something's going to happen? Oh, I sure hope we do. Yeah. And it could happen real fast now. Oh, yeah. And remember, the coming of the Lord will be a sudden secret going away. God ain't going to come down and say, "Hey, I'm taking the bride!" No. Brother Bram said you wouldn't even notice him missing. That there's 500 come up missing every day over the earth, and people don't notice it. He'll come and take her like a thief in the night. And to think that if somebody all of a sudden, I wonder how much desperation would set in here if just all of a sudden we was in here sitting together, all of a sudden just somebody. What a desperation would strike. But I'm afraid it might be too late then. Yeah. You had your opportunity. But this life was way too important to you. All of a sudden, there's members of our family just gone. Wonder what my wife would do and Grace would do if in the morning I'd be gone. They couldn't find me. Car's still there. Door's still locked. I'd be gone. I wonder what they would do. See? It should throw us into desperation. Why? Because you may not be one that will go. You may not be one that will disappear. But now's the time to make sure you're going to be one that does disappear. Yeah. By the grace of God, let's back up and catch it. It should throw us into desperation that by the grace of God, we'll not be left back behind. Do you realize, friends, there's going to be people left behind. Very high chance there'll be people from here that's left behind. Very high chance. And yet the Holy Spirit will cry out, and it just seems like you leave service and you're right back to the cares of life. It's more important to you. You just can't seem to grasp it. But maybe I'll catch one more tonight. Maybe. And maybe it'll be the last one come in. What people think, so it's going to be some sinner out here in the world and I got to catch him and bring him in. They could be sitting in the congregation's friend somewhere in the message and be the last one come in. Amen. Yeah. But I think they got their mind only set on going out there trying to get a sinner. Get the sinner if you can, friends. But it might be the one sitting beside him to be the last one come in. Yeah. It's not come into a building and worship with the people. It's come into Christ. Amen. You see? Oh my. It should throw us into desperation. By the grace of God, we're not left behind, see? If there's anything I don't want, he says, don't leave me, Lord. That's the prophet. If there's anything, Lord, I don't want, don't leave me, Lord. If he felt that way, how much more would I feel that way? Lord, don't leave me. Give me what I need, Lord. for something I'm overlooking, and for something that's not caught my attention like it needs to. Please, Lord, give it to me. Please show me. Are you concerned? Or do you don't care? I hope you care. I hope you care. Oh my. I'm so thankful He cares. That's why we're here tonight. In closing, in the sixth seal, paragraph 57. It's still the same thing today. There's no halfway Christians. Always remember that, friends. There's no halfway Christians. There's no drunk, sober man. There's no black, white birds. No, no, no. Or sinner, saints. He says sinner or saints. He says, no. They're either a sinner or a saint. Remember that. As we sit here tonight, I stand here. We're either a sinner or we're a saint. We're not in between. We're either a sinner or we're a saint. If you're not a saint, then what are you? There's just no in between. You're either born again or you're not born again. You're either filled with the Holy Spirit or you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. No matter how many sensations you had, which sometimes people rely on, sensations. If you ain't filled with the Holy Spirit, you're not filled with it. And if you have been filled with it, I remember what I preached a few months ago now, probably. He said, and if you have been filled with it, your life shows it. Goes right up to it, see. Nobody has to tell anything about it. Don't tell nobody about it. So you don't tell anybody about it. They see it, he says. You don't tell people. They'll see it. He said, cause it's a seal. Oh my. Don't tell nobody. People is going to know whether you got the Holy Ghost or not. I don't care what our theories are. People will know whether you got the Holy Ghost or not. Yeah. It's not a guessing game. It doesn't take rocket sciences to figure it out. It just takes revelation. Spirit-filled, child of God. Yeah. And you know. That's all there is to it. See. So friends, please listen to me. It's like this. I don't know how many will be tuned in for tonight to listen to this. I don't know. Don't have a clue. Don't know. But as in the past, some has never even been interested that needed these things and never even been interested in trying to find out what was brought that night of service. Not even interested. Because they're busy doing things. They're busy working. They're busy going places and doing things. They don't care. What can I do about it? I can't do nothing about it. And it might have been the very thing that you needed. I'm not saying everybody needed it. I'm just saying, it could have been the very thing you needed when you didn't care. Yeah, didn't care. Didn't care. Well, I wasn't there, so who cares if I ever listened to it? It's just going to be the same old harping. Yeah. Yeah, one of these days, you won't think it was harping. There'll be those one day that'll think, boy, I wish I'd have listened. I wished I would have applied that. I wish I'd have took it more serious. But it's going to be too late then. Yeah. And by no means, don't take me wrong, I do not expect everybody to be here every service. Impossible. It just can't happen. And sometimes I don't want them to be. Especially if it gets bad weather or something. Brother Pitts. I don't want you driving on bad roads and bad weather and things like that. Going that far. You know, I wouldn't want you to. Friends, there's people here that needs these things. There's people that is not here tonight that needs these things. Yeah. Whether they'll ever get interested and want to listen to it, I don't know. That's between them and God. I don't know. Some will be too busy. Some's got too many things to do. Too many things in life to take care of and all that, you know. Too many things to take care of and fix and this, that, and the other, you know. It's fine. As long as I don't stand before God on the day of judgment and say, I didn't tell you. You didn't tell me. See, but I told you. But it keeps me crying out. Because I see this word come out of these precious quotes and these scriptures, and I still see people not care about being applied whatsoever. They're just a nice person like I've been for years, you know. A believer, so-called believer, and you know, that's all good, but that's not what God's looking for. He's looking for total separation, total yielding to Him, complete preeminence of your life. And until you get that, why would you be satisfied if you didn't have it? That's why we should be crying out till we get satisfied, like Brother Branham, I read to you Sunday. You should be crying out till you get satisfied. Oh, my. Oh, Lord. Help us. Amen. Let's all stand. Believe me, friends, I would rather see someone else do this. I really would. I would much rather see that. Don't you ever think for a moment I enjoy doing this. I do it because God called me to do it, and I want to do His will. He gave me grace and mercy, called me to this life, and I want to do whatever I can for Him. Yeah. And I do it because I love you. I say these things oftentimes to try to catch you, get a hold of you before it's too late. Because we don't know what day or hour have to leave this life. No. Our life is like a vapor. The brother that I talked about here recently, that about praying before he left to go to work and was in that bad accident, passed away this week. And so we want to remember the family in prayer and pray God will strengthen them, be with them. And but you just don't know what day you're going, friends. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, you know my heart, oh God. I've come before you so far all this week, Lord. Not just one thing, many things, Lord, but a certain thing that you know what it is. But Lord, I'll keep knocking. Trusting, Lord, one day you open that door for my precious brother. You open up a heart, Lord, and you'll deal with him. I pray for all these precious people. As Paul told the people, he said, I pray for you always. Oh God, I pray for these people always. You know my heart, Lord. You know my life. You know all about it. You know how bad, Lord, I want to see a people, Lord, walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, being led by the Spirit of God, walking by faith and not by sight. Lord, help us here in this little tabernacle. May the Holy Spirit come down, oh God, and just saturate our hearts. Oh, Lord, and remove all the foolishness and carnality of our lives, and let a desperation strike our hearts like never before. The Lord, we've got to be this people. If we claim to be sons and daughters of God, Lord, we've got some matching up to do. We must reach it, Lord. Without you, we cannot. We cry out, oh God, for your help. Strength, the revelation, moving of the Holy Spirit, whatever it takes. Help us, Lord. Oh, God. Forgive us of our sins and iniquities, Lord. Forgive us of our slothfulness. Oh, God, the lukewarmness, forgive us, Lord. Set us on fire, oh, God. The Holy Ghost fire burning our hearts. Lord, before we dismiss, we just want to remember Heidi in prayer. We ask that you'd continue to strengthen her body now. And Lord, mend her body together and make it easy for her. And may she give you the glory and the honor for a quick recovery. May thy will be done, Lord. Go with us now and keep us safe, Lord, is our prayer. And our brother that has to travel so far, watch over him. And bring us all back at the next appointed time. If you should tarry, Lord, and again may your will be done above all things. In your glorious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's just sing a little love song to him. I love him. Amen. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. May our Lord Jesus richly bless you. You're dismissed. His name.